It's the after show at warm1013.com. We ask you to share it with your socials, all your friends. We like to make new friends. Where would you like to begin?
Travel.
Travel. I have a nice little Tony life hack for you. I never thought of this, but I wish I had, especially when I was doing a lot of traveling. When picking your airline seat, do you still pick your seats, Nikki?
Yes. Sometimes you have to pay extra for it.
Yeah. My wife, and I tell my wife, I don't care. I want to be comfortable.
So you pick your seat.
I say, get me something as close to the front as possible.
Okay. You're one of those.
Yes. But when picking your airline seat, consider selecting the row in front of an emergency exit because kids are not allowed to sit behind you.
Oh, my. That is so smart. That
and you don't have to worry about them kicking. Yes, because I will tell you something. I flew on a flight. Thankfully, it was only 2.5 hours, but there was somebody behind. It was one of those cheaper airlines, too, you know, so the seats were not the most comfortable. It's like sitting in a sort of a hammock, you know, and it really, really was. I was like so close to turning around and becoming that ogre.
No, but don't do that.
I know. For 2.5 hours, somebody was just kicking the bottom of my seat.
Well, usually just look over the headrest and be like,
yeah. Yeah, I did that. It didn't work.
It didn't work?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you don't want to be that guy. That's
no,
like,
I don't want to be that guy.
So, you can't stop picking your seats.
I can suffer for 2.5 hours.
No,
okay?
No. Parents should. I mean,
yes, they should.
At least apologize. Be like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm, you know, at least apologize. Don't just let the kid go on kicking.
I know. But what can I tell you, Nick? I just didn't want to be that guy.
Yep. Don't ever be that guy.
I know. It's a terrible guy to be.
It's a terrible guy to be. We've all been confronted by those guys,
mm-hmm.
and it's not fun.
Oh, I haven't. I've never done anything wrong.
Well, I know, because you are perfect.
You're wonderful.
Well, do you guys remember Pat McGonigal telling stories about trying to fly with his 5 girls?
Oh, God, that just is amazing.
It's a nightmare. I mean, maybe you can control 2. But five?
Well, I'll tell you, though, those kids were really, really well behaved. They had it down.
Yes.
I remember they were at our house many times, and 5 of them were in the swimming pool. And when mom said, kids, it's time to go, they got up and they went. And one helped the other, which is the only way to do it when you got that many kids, you know?
Right. By the way, I can't believe they're adults.
I know, they're adults now.
Well, not all of them.
No,
but, yeah.
But they're all. You know,
Georgia
and Mercedes.
Yeah, and Mercedes. I'm like, they're women.
I know it. It's
amazing.
Yeah,
that's true. They grow up,
man.
Nikki. That's what happens.
That's what happens, Nikki. They grow up, okay?
So everybody is posting the moving up ceremonies on social media.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now I know I'm old. It's official. A little baby, newborn, I held in my arms.
Yeah.
Just graduated 5th grade.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop it. They need to stop it. They can't grow up this fast. It's happening way too fast.
My wife told me yesterday that one of the little boys that she used to nanny, she said, here is his senior prom picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
No, we are all getting old.
It's okay.
Hey. I'm hot. I'm cold. What is happening?
My co-anchor, Brennan Summers, he's like, the past few days in the studio, I'm fine. I'm wearing sleeveless dresses, you know. And he's like, it's so hot in here. I'm like sweating. I think I need to change my shirt.
What's going on with him?
Must be going through the change, baby.
Well. We do go through some changes, too, but he's too young for that.
Right, way too young.
You've heard about that couple, I think it was in Ukraine. They were handcuffed together for 123 days.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So they were trying to see if this would strengthen their relationship?
To save their relationship.
Well, that was the stupidest thing in the world. It's the absolute stupidest thing in the world. So it didn't. They broke up, which is
obviously,
smart. Yeah, I mean.
They had to do everything together. And it was between Valentine's Day and, like, this week.
Yeah.
They were handcuffed.
That's just stupid. That's just
stupid.
How would
you do that?
Nobody wants to be handcuffed together for that long.
Well, it made me think what all they had to do together, including...
Get bathroom. Yeah. Nikki, you don't have to use the sound effects.
Which
brings
me to another story.
Really,
only appropriate for the podcast.
You are a 9-year-old. What? Okay, what?
We were going out with the boys. I told you guys, we've been doing the disc golf, loving it.
Yeah.
We all needed some waters. We needed to pick up some water. Well, we rang out. I'm with the youngest one, and the total is $6.66. And I'm like,
No. 666.
Oh, no.
The mark of the beast.
So I tell him, I said, that's the devil's number. And we're like, oh, no. And that is the day I got hit in the leg with a disc, by the way. But later that evening, I'm in the kitchen doing something, and I hear from the bathroom, Nikki! like, what, honey? What's going on? I just dropped 6 nuggets in the toilet. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's like, 6? Oh, wait. A 7th one just came out. We're okay.
That is so cute.
I'm telling you, kids.
They're so funny.
They're wonderful.
So concerned.
I know. But it's so funny. That's a wonderful little story. I got to tell you, Nick, your life is going to be so rich in so many ways that you never imagined. Oh, God, that's just the kid.
And the thing that he called you and not his father, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would appreciate it more. Nugget!
Never heard him called nuggets before.
Right.
But
that's a normal thing in our
That's
our
really
household.
Cute.
All right. That's okay.
Well, Nate got an award yesterday, now that we're on the topic of children and how things are funny. Apparently at school, there is a little area that he was sitting next to in the back, and he decided one day when he was bored to write his name on the wall. So Nate got an award yesterday. Last award of the day was for graffiti artist.
OMG. That's awesome.
But now everyone that sits there puts their name on the walls, and apparently the teachers weren't upset about it because it was like part of the wall that they tore down to make the room bigger, so it was kind of an exposed like wooden beam.
Oh, that's cute. That's
Which,
of course, Nate does something and doesn't get in trouble for it.
I know, right?
I know.
Some other kid does it. He's got detention.
Oh, he's suspended. No, he's expelled.
Nate gets an award.
He gets an award.
He writes on the wall. And he gets an award. Graffiti artist.
That's just terrible. I know, really.
And who did he text and tell that funny story to?
Jason.
Mom.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He sent me a picture of the award, who was done so cute, too, because the teacher's daughter is like serious art major. Mm-hmm. So she did these great paper plate awards.
Awesome.
It looked professional.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was so nice. And it was just super cute. He texted me the story because I knew the story about writing on the wall. So when I tried to explain to Jason that Nate got graffiti artist, remember the story he told us about writing on the wall? He goes, no. And I went, I am the favorite parent.
Now, do you guys remember, you know, in the yearbooks and stuff, they would say, you know, best smile class clown.
The superlatives, yes.
What did you guys get?
I got nothing. Are you kidding me?
What?
I got nothing.
What would you have gotten?
Best hair, because I had best a huge. I was the first kid at Gates Child.
We had best hair.
I was the first guy at Gates Child with an afro, and it was a huge afro. You've seen the picture.
Oh, yes.
And so I would have definitely gotten best hair.
Best hair. Christy, what'd you get?
I forgot what I got.
Most
I got
talkative,
something.
I'm guessing.
No, I wasn't then. And I didn't get best hair, which obviously.
What did you get? So Nikki's asking this question because she wants us to ask her.
Yeah.
What did you get, Nikki?
What did Christy get? You didn't get anything?
No, I got something. I don't remember what it was. I'll have to go back through the yearbook.
She's so old, she can't remember.
That's right. So what did you get?
Any guesses?
Craziest. I don't know. Best laugh. There's so many.
This is so embarrassing.
All right, what'd you get?
Most likely a streak at graduation. Why?
You've been the same your whole life.
Why did they say that about me?
I could see that.
It ain't right, and
that's
I never would.
Hilarious.
Come on.
Hilarious.
I could see that.
Never.
That's funny. No, I should have gotten best hair. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It was the best. It changed my life. It really. I was always, you know, fun and all that stuff, but this really brought me out. So. Anyway, anything else we need to know here for the podcast?
Well, I think we're good.
We're covering it all.
The after show. You know, we just kind of have fun. If there's something you'd like us to cover on the podcast, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and I'll have Christy look it up. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.